Howdy-do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 3rd of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you doing today?
Not bad. How about you?
I could complain, but who'd listen?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, a bunch of people, because, you know, we're here, but, you know, all we're doing is shooting our mouths off on the internet, so.
Right, you know, they might hear me, but they wouldn't listen.
It's not like anybody's listening, right? Also with me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew!
Hey, everyone. Guess why I'm here today?
I was going to say, usually when you're here and it's not Friday, we say don't freak out. But I can't say that today. And you'll find out why in a minute. I'm actually going to start with an article, Jeff, that you wrote that's interesting about quizzes that you can take on Facebook.
Yeah, let's find out what Hogwarts house you should be in.
I mean, I already know, but okay.
yeah, don't do it.
Well, I found out outside of Facebook, but yeah, that's a different story. That's a story for another podcast, we'll say. Yeah. But Facebook is a place where there are a lot of quizzes. There's all kinds of what kind of this are you sorts of things. And most of those quizzes are not really interested in helping you figure out what Hogwarts house you're in.
No, they're really not. At least it doesn't seem like they would be. I mean, they're asking you questions that, is it coincidence or is it by design? Mm-hmm. These are the same kind of questions that your bank has you set up, for example, as your security questions in case you forget your password.
Right.
Like, what was your mother's maiden name? What was the model of your first car?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they put these into these quizzes and everybody happily and joyfully fills them out because, ooh, I want to know what my princess name is. Well, guess what? You're getting a fake idea of maybe what your princess name should be, but you're also handing over all kinds of personal information to God knows who.
That's valid. Because and here's the thing with a lot of those, and Andrew and I have talked about that stuff on Security Friday. A lot of you know, when somebody asks you what was the make and model of the first car you ever owned, like, most people are automatically going to answer that and not think twice. But yeah, when, like, that's a security question, you know, that's a problem. But here's the thing. Nobody's going to check you on that. So if you say that your mother's maiden name is deck, plank, window, no one's going to call you and go, that's not a real last name. You need to go put in the right answer. So this is where one of our favorite topics on Security Friday comes in, and that is using a password manager, because you can put in, you can generate a password. Most of them will let you use phrases, right, Andrew? Like, you know, random words that it strings together.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then,
like, if it asks you, you know, what's your mother's maiden name, just put something like alien, cabbage, headphone, something.
Yeah, and then, And no one's going to call you and go, look, we know your mother's maiden name was Smith, not alien, cabbage, headphone, whatever. So you better go fix it. Like, that's not what it's for. And they will, most of the password generators will give you an option for using words. The reason that's nice is because sometimes you have to type it. And if you have to type it, typing a word is a lot easier than a random string of upper and lower and numbers, especially if you're on your phone. And also, making that information something incorrect is good as long as it's something that you can fill in again consistently if you have to. And that's where the password manager comes in. So once the password manager gives you headphone, cabbage, whatever, you can use that, you know, you can store that as part of the login item. And then if you ever need to pull it up for something, you have that information. Sometimes those security questions are questions they will ask you if you have to call. And I have had to give very interesting answers over the phone to people on those sorts of things. So, you know, well, your security question is, what city were you born in? And I'm like, yeah, the city it says the city I was born in is Alien Cabbage Headphones. And he's like, and he was, and I'm like, that's not the right answer to the question, but, I know what I put in there, and I don't want other people to be able to get in if they're not me, which is why I have that question on my account. And he was like, wow, that's a really good idea. I'm like, yeah, no one's checking it for accuracy. It's just a matter of repetition. So,
right. It's not the right answer. And yet it is.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have to be right. It has to be something you can recall. And in the olden days, when there was a lot less opportunity for other people to scrape that information about you from other sources and get into your account with nefarious intent, then yeah, it was a lot easier thing that you could do. And you could put, you know, this was my second grade teacher, and this is the street I grew up on, and this was the name of my cat, you know, or whatever. And it wasn't as big a deal. And that's not the world we live in now.
No, we're in the dark web age where your personal information is bought and sold in nanoseconds. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, if you put that out there, you're putting yourself at risk for being the next poster child for identity lock.
Yeah. Don't make us talk about you on Security Friday is the moral of the story.
Right.
Yeah. And also, right. Letterkenny taught me that you're supposed to whisper that. So you're supposed to go, dark web. Anyway, so the thing about these,
something else I wanted to mention, I've seen these on Facebook before. It's not a quiz, but it's along the same vein, and it's a Facebook page will post an image, and it's based on your birthday. So it'll say something like, what's your superhero name? And it'll list the months and the days and the years. Uh-huh. And then, you know, based on whatever your birthday is, you just type in your superhero name in the comment.
Comment
and
now below.
People have your birthday and your name.
Mm-hmm. And now you have given somebody
verifiable information. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Now,
and
Jeff.
Like Jeff said, these people, they're taking that from Facebook and then combining it with all these data leaks and breaches, mm-hmm, and to turn it into their own little profile of you.
Yeah. And Jeff, the specific thing about these, I think that we're talking about is some of these Facebook quizzes is that, mm-hmm, people are using them for identity theft, but right, Facebook is not letting you know that that's a thing, which is part of why we're talking about it here.
Yeah, you know, a couple of people that I've talked to have tried posting this warning, and Avast Security actually did a blog post about it back in September, and a couple of people that have tried to repost that blog article on Facebook, their posts get just taken down.
Interesting. Okay.
And I'm like, really, Facebook? You're going to just let people be blind to the fact that these identity thieves are using your platform to commit cybercrime?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's part of what makes this frustrating. And this is part of why we want to talk to our listeners about it, because obviously our listeners are never going to fall for anything like this. But if you're a person who listens to our show, first of all, thank you. We're glad we're here. We're thrilled to have you. But also, you may be a person who does IT for your family, or you are sort of the go-to person when there's questions to be asked. And the people who would generally be asking you those questions about, like, you know, my phone says I should update, or I heard a story about a scary, mm-hmm, thing that could happen if I click on a link. Those people in your family or in your circle of contacts are people who you may want to have this conversation with. Like, please don't take those quizzes on Facebook. People are using it to steal your identity. And
forward this
that's
podcast
bad.
To the top 10 people in your address book.
And something magical will happen.
Right.
Isn't that how that one goes?
Yeah. Forward this podcast to 10 people, and Tim Cook will make an anonymous donation on your behalf.
And Tim Cook will send you to Disneyland. That's how that one goes, right? Okay. Cool. I haven't been to Disneyland in a while. It'd be fun. Anyway, so we have another one to talk to you about. As you may have guessed, Andrew's got a little security treat of his own to share. there. But
why
we'll get to that in a minute. First, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is ZocDoc. And ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and read reviews from actual patients. Just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way for you to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. So with ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance, and you can book in-person or video appointments. And it's not just for primary care either. You can find a dentist or a psychiatrist or an eye doctor. There's lots of specialists available. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO, ZocDoc.com/TDO, and we'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. Now, Andrew,
so if you need a psychiatrist to help you overcome the trauma of all of this security nightmare.
Yeah, we should definitely. Yeah. On Friday, we'll make sure we put that in too. The 1-2 punch here is that it's not just quizzes you have to worry about stealing your identity. Andrew, you have found some interesting stuff about job postings that are kind of doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, more identity theft stuff. Great.
Yeah.
So this story comes from ProPublica. They published this recently, warning people about there's been a rise of fake job ads that can be used to steal people's identities. They also mentioned, like, so not just this article is trying to raise awareness. There's have been warnings from the FBI. They say the Federal Trade Commission and also the Secret Service, because they investigate financial crimes.
They do.
So they say these job ads can be found anywhere from Facebook, again, to LinkedIn. They also mentioned smaller sites like Jobvertise.
Okay.
One ad that they mentioned in particular, the ad is asking for an airport shuttle driver. They say, we want you to operate this. And they say, you know, it involves picking up passengers for 35 hours a week. And they make the job offer kind of high. In this case, they say this one, the weekly pay rate works out to more than $100,000 a year.
Oh, dang.
So, but the thing you have to keep an eye out for is that these what makes these scam ads is that they ask for things like your social security number up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then the report says, well, then they turn around and use that to sign up for unemployment benefits.
Oh, yeah. Not great. and the thing about these is that there's a whole lot of them, and I'm sure it sounds like a great opportunity, because, like you said, you know, they end up sounding like loads and loads of money, and you know, mm-hmm. and sounds pretty great. So,
and it sounds like there's also maybe some email phishing going on too. So part of it, they say. In other instances, unsolicited job offers simply land in applicants' inboxes after they've uploaded their resumes to real job search sites, which scammers can access if they pose as potential employers. So they could even, create a fake malicious version of that job search ad website and get you that way.
Fabulous. You know, this sounds better all the time.
Right.
You know.
even in the job hunt isn't safe anymore.
Yeah. So I think this goes back to another. I mean, I hate to turn this into a Security Friday rerun, but you should be 10% skeptical of everything that you you should be 20% skeptical of everything that you're going to hand over personal information for. But like, even if I say, hey, Andrew, I'm going to send you an email with that file attached, when Andrew gets that email with that file attachment that says that it's from me, he should probably still double check it, even if he's accepting, even if he's expecting it. And if he's not expecting it and gets a file attachment from me, it's always a good opportunity to maybe shoot somebody a text or, you know, talk to them outside of email, like, did you send me an email with a thing attached to it? Yeah, that was me. I forgot to tell you about it. Oh, okay, cool. You know, like double extra verify for the most part. And you're definitely better off dealing with the fallout from not clicking on that mystery link than you are the fallout from actually clicking on that mystery link. You know, send it to me again in Slack or text it to me or whatever so that you know that it's actually from that person instead of, I got a random email that says, like, my lottery number's one. You know, like, that's definitely be wary on stuff like that. We talk about that a lot on Security Friday, like I said. But like, Andrew, you had some other examples of some of the job posts, I think, that were in there. Like,
So the first one they mentioned was from about this airport shuttle driver. They say there may be ones from some airline. They say Denver International Airport may be another one that like the hackers are pretending to be from Denver International.
Yeah. And that seems like a thing that makes sense, right? Because like, given that it's 2021 and lots more shipping is happening, there's lots more traffic going on with stuff like this. We were just talking about FedEx before the meeting having a hard time filling all of their driver positions and stuff like that. So it makes sense to see something like that and go, yeah, you know, like, I don't have a job and I could go be a delivery driver. Like, that's a thing I'm capable of doing. And you know, in order to be, and part of the catch with something like this, of course, is that if you're going to be a driver, they're going to want to verify your driver's license. So you better send me a picture of it in advance. So... yeah, be careful of
those. There's a lot of them. They say LexisNexis in March detected around 2,900 ads touting unusually generous pay, which uses suspicious email domains and requiring that one verify one's identity up front, like I mentioned. And they say the total had grown to 18,000 by July, and as of October, 36,000. So, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, that's so many. So be careful out there, everybody.
Yeah, because it says that, you know, that's based on what they say is a small sample of job ads. And that the real numbers are probably a lot higher than that.
Yeah. You got to be careful with stuff like that. So
yeah,
definitely watch out, particularly if they're jobs ads. And just like I said with the Facebook quizzes, if you have people in your contacts that are looking for work right now, let them know too, because like it's already a pain in the neck if you're unemployed and trying to change that situation. And to, on top of that, now have to deal with identity theft and everything else. Like, it's just going to be even more hassle than anybody needs in 2021. So don't do it. Definitely check out. And I know with a lot of job postings, you always want to sort of double check by kind of getting to the job posting through their official website where it says, you know, we're hiring or careers, and click on something there and look at the search that way instead. So at least, you know, their website is linking out to something that's at least official, because lots of places don't have them on their own website anymore. They go through another third party or something in order to do that. So that part isn't necessarily weird, but you kind of want to make sure that like, it is something that has an official affiliation with the company you're trying to apply with. So always be careful.
And that's kind of part of what we were talking about with phishing. Part of our advice is, you know, if you do get one of these links, don't click on the link in the email. Just manually type it out in the browser and see what's going on.
Yeah, you want to actually see what you're going to. You don't want to just blindly trust that link is going to go where you want it to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Take a good look. because you never know, and it's and you kind of always should. So knowing is half the battle. I was taught that as a kid, so pay attention. That's gonna do it for us today. Thank you very much to Andrew and Jeff for being here. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and seriously, let's be careful out there.